Good morning. How are you? Today, in the reading, the second reading is just a phenomenal reading because Paul talks about our relationship with Jesus. And it's a great relationship. And it's much different when you think about a relationship with Jesus than following a set of rules and following this religion. Totally different. Huh? And it says, if we deny him, he'll deny us. Why? Because he gives us our own free will. If we choose not to want Jesus in our life, not to live the way he wants us to live, okay, he'll say, okay, I'm not going to make you be with me forever. It's relationship. And relationship, the number one thing relationships have, must be, is freedom. Freedom. But then there's that great line, the way it ends, and it says, but if we are unfaithful to him, he will remain faithful to us. Why? Because he cannot deny himself. That gives me so much hope. Because I don't think in my life I've ever denied Christ. Done a lot of other things in my life, but that isn't one of them. Where I've ever denied Christ. But there have been many times in my life that I have been unfaithful to Christ. Because of my own weakness, because of my own sinfulness. And again, what happens is in my own weakness and my own sinfulness, and the same with you, I'm guessing, is that we focus on ourself and think, well, he can't love me, he doesn't want to put up with me, you know, how does he even stay in my life, da, da, da. But he says, look at, again, why do you keep looking at yourself and your weakness? He says, you look at me, I will never be unfaithful to you. Even though you have been unfaithful to me. Why? Because he cannot deny himself. What does that mean? Where does Jesus live? Inside of us. Huh? So only if we throw him out of our life by denying him will he leave us. You know, again, think about some of our relationships with Jesus. We think that he's watching us and watching for us to mess up. And as soon as we mess up, aha, I don't love you anymore. Think about that relationship. And think about what kind of God would that be. And yet, I would suggest that way too many Catholics, that's their relationship with God. God's just waiting for you to mess up. And as soon as you mess up, now he got something to get you on. Now he can send you to extra years in purgatory. Or maybe it'll be hell forever because you don't deserve him. And is that true? No, but we don't deserve him is true. But he still stays faithful to us. He stays faithful. And what that should do is what the gospel talks about today. That Jesus stays faithful to me even when I'm unfaithful, that doesn't give me an excuse to go ahead sinning. Because if we do, then we're only focused on ourselves. What can I get away with? It should make us want all the more to be faithful to him because he's faithful to me, because he loves me, before he died for me. He gives everything. This is a relationship. And again, your husband or wife, or your parents, I hope they're not wacky people that as soon as you do something wrong, says, I'm done with you, get out of here. Are they? Well, maybe a couple of you. But if you're that type of person, what a miserable human being you are. You don't throw out your son or daughter. You don't throw out your husband or wife just because they're weak. You stay faithful to them. So it is with Jesus. And so what that should do is, as the gospel says, it should create in us thankfulness. That we need to be thanking Jesus that he's so faithful to me, even when I'm unfaithful. That means when I'm thanking him, I'm focusing on him. I'm focusing on his love. I'm focusing on his faithfulness. Not me and my weakness and my sinfulness and how I deserve eternal damnation. Yeah, we get it. Though we are unfaithful to him, he remains faithful to us because he cannot deny himself. Be grateful and tell him thank you. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.